Hello and welcome to The Student Dose, the podcast by current and recent medical students where we talk about mental health and well-being while studying medicine. Thanks for tuning in and remember to like and subscribe.
How are you studying for your next medical exam? Our sponsor past tests are an extensive online resource and can help you focus your revision effectively to achieve exam success. I signed up during my exams and I found it a fantastic resource. To learn more about past tests, please click the link in our show notes.
There is no getting around the fact that medicine is an intense course, not only from an academic perspective, but also in terms of the hours, level of professionalism required, and the experience of placements. The content we learn and see firsthand can also be emotionally difficult. Today, we are thinking about the things that make us much more than medical students and thinking about how we strike the balance between keeping up the things we enjoy and are good for us whilst giving our best to our studies.
So maybe we could start then by having a think about why work-life balance is important in the first place.
Well, from my perspective, medicine and medical school is a long career. And effectively, if you were to not have a work-life balance throughout a time as a medical student doctor, that would effectively mean not having it throughout your whole working life up until you retire, which doesn't sound particularly pleasant. Actually, it's been shown multiple studies, but also personal examples that we can all think of that having outlets, having the ability to have something where you relax and just promoting our general well-being is more productive. So if we want to not only be happy, but actually be as successful in our careers and academic exploits as possible, having a balance is really important, as well as the fact that if we're going to be health promoters, as doctors, I believe we should be, then we need to start at home, as it were. We need to be able to ensure that we promote our own exercise regimes, promote our own healthy lifestyles in terms of our diet, and as well as mental health too. And so therefore, I think getting a balance, if that's indeed what makes you happy and what makes you healthy, should be something that we should take seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Charlie said, we're people that have to spend the rest of our lives advising people on how they should achieve their own balance. We're people that will promote health in the general population, and we should kind of learn how we can kind of create balance ourselves in our lives and become healthier people. And also for me, getting the balance is so important because it reminds me that medicine is, although a very big, large part of my life, it's not everything I do. And it's nice to find things that define me as Kate rather than Dr. Kate. As Charlie said, we're people that will spend the rest of our lives promoting health and advising people how they can feel healthier. So it's really important for us to lead by example there. And also it's important to do things outside of medicine to make sure that you feel like more than a medical student and you're defined by other things instead of just being a student. Things that make you yourself and not just a doctor or a medical student.
I think that's really important, Kate, being able to separate yourself from the profession, particularly as a lot of people come into medicine so young. Like, I know myself at 28, you know, I've had lots of years now to figure out what I enjoy and what I like and what things help me relax and what have you. But coming in maybe sort of 18, 19, having not had so much of that opportunity, I think just being aware that you're much more than a medical student is so important. And I think would help a lot with topics we've discussed in the past. So when we're thinking about failing an exam that exam was not your identity, you know, you're much more than that and you have much more going on in life and things that make you a great person aside from doing well at medical school. So I think it's a really important thing to be aware of early on, as well as that life's for living. You know, we only get one shot at doing this, so if you are studying medicine and it's all you're doing and you love it, fair play to you, but it's unlikely that that's the case. You know, people need social interaction and people need time to switch off and people need time to recharge. So actually, if you've got that balance, you're more than likely to feel better in yourself and ultimately do better for your patients. Thinking then about those people who may be struggling just now to get the balance, is there anything you think can sort of be instilled from the start of medical school or from medical school to ensure that you go on to live a balanced life and a fulfilling career as a doctor?
I think for me, something that I found really important was finding my crowd outside of medicine, making sure that I had a community that weren't doctors or healthcare professionals. So I could kind of take not just a break away from medicine by doing kind of things I love, also just be around people who can offer a completely different perspective on things that I might be struggling with. And just not even just having conversations about medicine at the dinner table. That sounds like a really silly thing to request, but just being able to completely switch your mind off and not have someone bring it up again. And I think that can be difficult at med school because you're thrown into a group of people who stay at uni a lot longer. So you find that near the end, probably the majority of the people you hang out with will probably be medics, which is lovely, and you'll find amazing people along the way. But for me, I still really love having a crowd of people who aren't medics, so I can just get a new perspective on life every so often and just be completely taken away from the bubble of medicine and just not have it something that's discussed or not having to kind of trivialize it as much with kind of other medical students. That was something that I found really important. Like, you could do that through societies and do that through just finding your community in the city you're living.
Yeah, I definitely also find that if you spend too much time with the people doing the same thing as you, what you do becomes devalued and you lose the perspective that everybody else has. And so we've all had those discussions about various things we've seen on placements and so on and so forth. And the reaction you get from people who aren't in the profession is so much more surprised or shocked or captivated by these stories, because actually these are things that doctors see every day, and therefore they don't see it as the sort of one-off unusual experience that that it actually is. And so that helps to ground people, I think. And I think it also helps to realize the potentially traumatic nature of the things that you see, the things that you hear about and everything else. And thus enables you to deal with that, process that in a more healthy way and in a more well-rounded way, rather than sort of becoming numb to it all and actually, like I said, devaluing it.
I'm really interested in that, Charlie, because actually, from my personal perspective, I don't tend to talk about medic things or situations that I've like maybe read about or come across out with, I guess, like the medic community. I don't tend to talk about these sort of things with, I guess, friends who aren't in the healthcare profession at all. So it would be, I suppose it's interesting to think of as to what their sort of perspective would be. I guess from my perspective, I don't want to sort of, I mean, obviously it would be confidential given the nature of everything that we see and do, but I wouldn't want, so say it, for example, an experience of death or what have you, I wouldn't want to burden those around me given that they didn't pick that for themselves, if that makes sense. Like, they didn't pick the career in healthcare. So I find that sort of that balance a bit difficult.
Yeah, that is really, it's a really good point. But I think, Claire, the thing I find is it can almost be better, because people in your cohort might be really kind of used to it. They might be used to illness, as we all are. Maybe people have seen quite a few deaths. As throughout my medical school experience, I've not really seen many deaths, I have to say, but I've seen a lot of very poorly people. And you may talk about it with kind of other medical students who are also very kind of numb to the whole thing, because it's just what they do every single day. And it's only when you speak to someone outside of medicine, they go, are you okay? That must have been really horrible or really scary. And did you take time for yourself? You actually fundamentally understand how hard the job can be. So for me, I agree with you. It's so difficult because you don't want to burden the people around you, especially when it comes to things which people might not have as much of a strong stomach for. But when you speak to people who aren't directly involved with medical care and they go, oh God, that must have been really, really hard and challenging for you, you actually for the first time realise actually that was, and I'm very glad you said that, because if I would have brought it up to all my medical friends, it might have just been something that we're all used to and probably not been as, not as compassionate, that's the wrong way to put it, but maybe not have given you as much time to really think about it, because we just have this attitude of just get up and get on with it.
I suppose what you're saying is it's almost more normalised in the medical school culture than it is for those outside. Is that kind of a good summary?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's more normalised to see things which are upsetting and would upset people. So it's only when you have that conversation with someone who maybe doesn't see it every day, you realize that you actually put yourself through a lot of different stresses that you really need this balance and time outside of medicine for. I think we've spoken a bit about the things which we think is important and why people should have this balance in medical school, but sometimes these goals can feel really difficult to achieve. So Charlie, I'd like to ask the question, when you were at medical school, did you find there was anything which really was a barrier to finding the balance in medical school?
So for me, the actual barrier came earlier. So I came into medicine through having done biomed. And actually for me, it was the stress of potentially not getting into medical school that was a barrier to finding a balance, because that was 3 years of almost solid study and work without much of a balance. And then by the time I got into med school, I was a bit older and wiser, but I also knew what it was like not to have a balance, and I didn't want to live that life. And when I started the course first day, I said, I don't want to live that life anymore. And so thankfully, having had that experience, it showed me actually it's not the best way of being, even though, okay, I got what I wanted, that's true, and I could have gone down the road of, well, I can't stop now because it was successful for me. I realized, thankfully, that yes, that is true, but no, it wasn't enjoyable, and I can't spend the rest of my career from age 21 and upwards living this way. In med school, I was much better at getting a work-life balance, but barriers definitely included if you feel stressed about the actual workload, of course, but also I think potentially there's a bit of stigma and taboo if you're not able to handle things, as we were speaking about before. So if you've seen something a bit traumatic or seen something that's mostly stressful, if you're not seen to be able to handle it or deal with it, that can be you can be seen as not being able to manage it and not being able to cut it, and so that can potentially make people sort of reclude. It can potentially make people feel excluded, and so sometimes that could be something that causes people not to get the balance quite right. Thankfully, that wasn't something I had myself, but nevertheless, it was something I think other people experience.
Oh, it's so true. And Claire, you are 2 years going into 3 years into med school at the moment. Has anything really been hard in terms of finding the balance? Have you found there's been things that have altered this or stopped this from helping you achieve balance at med school?
I have a similar perspective to Charlie, I suppose, in that I am a graduate. So I think had I come into medical school first time around, it would have been a very different answer, if I'm honest, because during my first degree, I was one of those people who was involved in absolutely everything, like you name it, I tried it. I did loads of committee stuff. I was really busy all the time and I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed the university experience, but I think if I tried to do that alongside medical school, I'd have failed dramatically, because the requirements in terms of like placement and timetable and just like emotions, to be honest, is much more at medical school than it is from my first degree topic. In terms of like learning from that, I suppose maybe the takeaway is make the mistake, but then fix it. So, you know, when you arrive in first year, you might have an idea of how you're going to navigate medical school and how you're going to go about these things. But actually, if it doesn't work for you and you've taken on too much or what have you, that's fine. Make the mistake, but just fix it. So don't continue on like that. Don't continue on trying to fit all these things in. Don't like rethink how you're doing it and try and move forward rather than sticking with the old ways that didn't work. Don't leave things broken. I'm trying to think about barriers to the balance in medical school. I'd say like as a commuter student, sometimes things are a bit more challenging because I do have quite a long commute. I don't stay in my university town. I travel, and I think sometimes that can not affect affect the balance, but more so in the sort of social side of things, because I'm less likely to use the commute time when I should be, like, I'm not going to do that when I should be doing class or when I should be, or I feel like I should be studying, but maybe I'll do that rather than do a social activity. So I suppose that's a consideration for anybody out there who's considering not living too near to their actual medical school. It's something to think about. And then also, I suppose, people with disabilities. So I think naturally, if you have more to think about in your life, or say, for example, say you've got some form of disability that makes studying take longer, then that's going to be a bit more difficult for you to navigate and something to think about. If you've got caring responsibilities, that's going to be, again, something that you need to incorporate in, that is just factors in your life that then take some time away from making the balance. So I think these are all things to think about. And again, not solid barriers, more like hurdles that can be navigated, but it does take some thinking and some investing in to sort of get around that.
No, I'm so glad you brought that up, especially because we're all from different backgrounds as students, and Charlie as a doctor, but there are students who will have kind of caring roles, mature students who may have children, and things that actually make the balance even harder to achieve because you've got all these responsibilities. Also, we've spoke before a lot about finances. You know, gym memberships can be a bit expensive. I think it's doing that little bit of research and finding things which can help with this. I know a lot of universities do a lot of kind of sports activities which are free and available to students to participate in. I think that's always a good thing to research as a new student coming to university. What are the things you can do to help you achieve this balance, which if you're someone that maybe has a bit of a financial burden, which, you know, a lot of medical students do because it's so difficult to work part-time, and doing a bit of research with that. Also, I think you spoke a bit about your commute there. I feel for me, it's really difficult because when we speak about achieving balance, we often bring up clubs or sports or things that are a lot more kind of physical and group activity based things. But another thing for me was just having kind of mindful space. So I feel for a lot of students who commute, because I'm the same as you, Claire, I don't drive, but I tend to commute a lot to placement using public transport. For the first time ever, I was able to build some habits where I could read on the tram or I could listen to a podcast, which was finding balance in a way which was simplifying my routine and not actually kind of costing me anything. And that was really lovely to do. And I think the only time I managed to read in the exam season was on the tram to and back from placement. So I feel for students as well, if you're struggling to achieve this because things are expensive, because I know I'm the same, things can be very expensive to do, or you find that you're commuting a lot or your time is very limited, building little kind of places to be mindful and habits on top of what you already do can be really helpful. And for me, that was just reading or listening to a podcast when I was traveling, because I found that was really helpful for me.
Just on that as well, I think from my perspective, I've been guilty at points of trying to use those little moments or those moments to fit in or cram in more academic stuff. So I've maybe thought, okay, I'm traveling on the bus, so I'll just do some flashcards, for example, when actually you're right, those moments can be used to sort of, like, you don't need to be thinking about medicine all the time, or the book you're reading doesn't need to be about medicine. You don't need to be watching television shows that are related to medicine and pretending it's studying, because I know some people who are like, oh, I can watch television because it's a medical program, so it technically counts as work experience or studying. Like, no, just enjoy your hour off watching whatever TV program you want to enjoy, so be it if it is medic orientated, but don't justify having to be doing something medical orientated to have that time for yourself.
Yeah, definitely been guilty of doing practice questions on the public transport as well, but actually, yeah, the time to listen to your music, the time to sort do your life admin, it's also really important as well, and that will cut down on your stress and hopefully therefore be able to promote your health and happiness as well. I mean, I've said how there's a time in my life where I struggled to get the balance right, and its effects on me as well. I'm not sure if you guys have any examples from your own time studying as well, where you've not got the balance right and the sort of consequences it's led to.
Yeah, I could name you so many, almost too many. I think we've all been blessed with the perfectionist traits of medical students, as many are. And I think when you're in an environment where you think I can work harder, I can be better, and there's this almost competitive notion to medical school, there's so many things which I've skipped out on, which I could have done, and Christmas holidays that I've worked over, which I could have been a lot more relaxed at, which I wouldn't say I necessarily regret, because I think that's such a strong word, but I'm definitely more mindful that I didn't need to do that. And it would have been so nice to just take that time. So I think, because for me as well, Charlie, one of the things that I found really difficult was having to justify time for myself, because it was like, oh, it's not working towards medicine, I can't justify it. And then until I really kind of allowed myself to explore the idea that my health was just as important as my degree, if not more important. And I really had to set this in my mind that my mental health, my physical health was just as important as medicine, more important. Actually, when I think about it, I kind of really did not value my health at all. I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to the gym. I thought, I can't do it. I've got too much work to do today. I wasn't doing things such as kind of activities for my own mental health, because that's something that I've always kind of had to be, something I've always been accustomed to and something I've struggled with over the years is my own kind of problems with mental health, my own experience with mental health. And it's funny, because when you neglect these things, you just become less productive. You find that you spend the whole time working and neglecting your physical and mental health, which in the end actually backfires, and you find that you burn out so quickly that the next week just becomes even harder to do in terms of doing kind of work, because you've just not put any effort into making sure that you're rested. So I feel that was a big thing for me, is I had to really justify to myself why going to the gym or going on a walk or, you know, doing a bit of meditation or doing some journaling, things that are really beneficial for me and make me feel better, justify why that was as important. Because it just, in my mind, I could never value it the same as medicine. Medicine was always top, which I look back now and I think, oh gosh, you must have lost so much time just with the burnout you felt after not doing all these things.
So I think from my perspective, I look back and I see that time where in my first degree where I was doing all those things, and I probably didn't even really realize that I was getting burnt out, if that makes any sense at all. So I think in that moment, like you were saying, Charlie, sort of specific examples, I think in those moments I didn't even really realize that I was doing too much. But taking away from that, having moved to the professional environment where I think in some places that sort of attitude's taken advantage of, I think I quite quickly learned that actually if I didn't look after myself and I didn't make those small steps to get the balance myself, nobody was sort of going to do it for me. And actually in a professional career, you know, that's kind of where you're going to be working for the majority of your life. So that was a sort of wake up call when I seen my sort of committed and hardworking nature maybe being taken advantage of slightly. So then I put boundaries in for myself and also made good habits and sort of enforced that in myself, and therefore coming into medicine I've taken that with me and don't think I've really got any medical school specific examples or big examples anyway because of that.
I think it probably also hopefully means I'll be able to carry these good habits and learning experience through into my clinical years and on into foundation years, and to be honest, right the way through into my life as a doctor, if I ever get there. Does feel like a long time away, but I think hopefully these habits that I've built before entering medical school and I'm currently carrying through will stand me in good stead all the way through. Because, you know, medicine is a job, like being a doctor is a job and it is a professional environment. So the fact that as a graduate I've already had the chance to experience that and hopefully learn from it will hopefully stand me in good stead.
I do wonder if it would be important for us to discuss the concept of balance itself. We've spoke about that obviously throughout the episode, but we haven't really yet addressed what we're balancing or what the balance is. And I don't know, I think I feel that that's probably quite different for everyone, and everyone's sort of levels and needs and wants in life are quite different. So I wonder if we're talking about quite a skewed concept. Is balance just a concept?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think defining it is definitely, that's a good thing to do. Yeah, I think that's really important, Claire. I think it is very different for different people. For me, balance was definitely, as I said before, a lot about my mental health and my physical health, and making sure that was something that I found as much value in as medical school, which people really should do. And I hope people listeners will realize that you have to take a break for that. Also, for me, balance was making sure that I maintained my identity as Kate, and I did things which made me feel like myself, like, I don't know, painting or yoga or volunteering, things that I found really added to me and made me who I was, that was completely separate to medicine. So I think health and identity were the things that I consider as my own personal balance.
Balance is relative. It's relative to the person, but it's also relative to your situation, because I mean, I graduated right into the pandemic, and obviously you can't really have as much balance back then. I'm someone that's quite active. I like to be outside the house as much as possible. And what I would balance work with was always pretty much things outside of the house, and that just had to change. And so sometimes you have to go through different periods where balance will have to be a bit different and it'll be dynamic. And that's important to appreciate as well, because it's actually a bit ironic. If you always have balance in the same way, you're not balancing what you're doing with different actions in different periods of your life. For example, we're allowed to do running as an activity during the pandemic, and I just really went into that, as well as sort of home exercising and getting into a few more TV shows, which is just something I wouldn't normally do. I'd normally like to do sports, or I'd normally like to do see friends, or go to the gym or play music. And obviously when none of that was available, we had to to change and do different things. Add that to the fact that I was transitioning into a new role, and also during your career, you transition to new roles all the time. And so you move to different places and different things are available and you see different people. And so being able to change how you strike the balance is also important. It's an important skill to master as early as possible. For example, I'm about to start a new job in a new city. I've never been there before, and I'm going to have to find out how I'm going to strike that new balance, because I know the job I'm about to take up will be intense. I will say I was probably better at having a balance as a medical student as compared to when I was an F1 and F2 and in my more recent job as a teaching fellow. But nevertheless, it's still something I'm working on. It's still something I've not perfected. But hopefully I'll be able to do that where I move on to next and be able to strike that.
Charlie, I think you're right in that you need what you need at one point won't be the same as you need it every point in your life. And part of the whole balance thing is the sort of continued revisiting of what the balance you need is. So just because right now you want to be on the go at the gym, that's your way of getting through this exam season, actually at the end it might be that that isn't the sort of, towards the end, that might not be the sort of balance that you need. You might need a day off. You might need a walk in the park. You might need a rest day. You might just need to sit and watch some television for a bit. You know, what you need at one point isn't necessarily going to be the balance that is struck for your entire life. So I suppose what I'm saying really is that you never quite strike the balance. Like, the balance is like a progressive thing that changes depending on what your situation is in that moment. I think as well, like, when people bring like self-care and what have you into the equation, I struggle with that a little bit, because I feel like those are more the essentials, the things that you should be doing every day, sort of like brushing your teeth, or like you should be showering. Like, these are not things that you should be awarding yourself time for. These are just things that are basic human needs. And I think actually, like, that's not something to be having to sort of take time for and congratulate yourself for. Almost, it should be, this getting the balance should be things that, you know, things out with that, things additional to your human needs, things that are more of your human wants to help you feel like a balanced person overall.
I'll also say that as doctors, we're not unique in the sense that we'll be busy. I mean, we'll be working with other health professionals who are just as, if not busier than us. We'll be also in our lives interact with people with other types of busy jobs, so it's not as if we're the only busy people in the world, and we can't just have an entire world completely out of kilter working all the time, and that's not what we see as well. It's also actually not particularly what the healthcare system would want us to be, because we're just going to be really unilateral. We're not going to understand the people around us and the patients that we treat, because not many other patients are going to be living that kind of all work, no play lifestyle. And we're also just not going to be able to sustain ourselves. And so, of course, doing the basics is what we should incorporate into our daily routine. But in our sort of wider perspective, maybe not a daily routine, but a weekly or monthly routine, we need to build in ways in which we can let go, decompress and not have to be our professional selves all of the time. And that can be difficult due to a number of things. Mentioned, obviously, getting into a pandemic, but actually more recently, I just finished doing an exam. I had more of the balance in the sense of doing more work towards that than I did towards more sort of social activities. The day I finished the exam, I get an injury whilst playing football, and I can't play football for months and months. And so that is my way of striking my balance taken away from me just as I was about to get some back. Okay, a setback, but then you just have to think of new ways of doing it. And thankfully, I was able to sort of, you know, engage with other things that I'd neglected. I was able to see people I hadn't seen in a while because I've been spending my time playing sports, for example, or going out to places I hadn't seen before because I was still fairly new to the city I was in. So taking that time to think of ways you can strike the balance, if you're kind of struggling to think of, well, how on earth do I do that, trying to think outside the box can be good. And, you know, everywhere, thankfully, in the UK, hopefully has somewhere you can create an outlet or find something new, even if it's not something you do already. And so I will also say is that a lot of universities are quite good at providing activities. So hopefully the options are out there for medical students and doctors as well.
I really like the phrase you use there, Charlie, not having to be your professional self all the time. And I think going back to Claire as well, I think it's really hard when you've got this very productivity set mindset that a lot of medics have, is remembering that even if you want to do something productive outside of medicine, you don't have to be productive. You don't have to go and spend your time learning how to, you know, crochet or doing something which requires a bit of brain activity. You're just, if your balance is lying in bed for the day and watching a bit of telly, there's all different types of balance, and it doesn't have to be kind of keeping your brain wired all the time. And I like that. I think you need to just find space away from your professional self as much as possible. I think it'd be really good to just ask you both as well, what's one thing you would tell people either starting medical school, finishing medical school, or continuing in their career as doctors that you think is really helpful when trying to set aside time for the self and achieving this balance?
I think for me, it's very much on that topic of not having to be productive all the time. Or like, I think as well, medics particularly are guilty of that perfectionism thing that we said was a strength earlier. Like, you don't need to be a perfect person. Like, you don't need to be a medic, a marathon runner, selling your own paintings, having an Etsy side hustle. You know, you don't need to do it all, and you don't need to have it all together all of the time. I think that's just like a bit of anything, that's probably a flaw in your plan. Do things in life that you enjoy, make the most of the opportunities that come your way. Absolutely do that. Take the opportunities, but don't feel like you have to do everything and be productive all the time and constantly be developing, because actually as a medic and on the medicine course, you are developing naturally. You know, you are learning every single day, and if it's too much for you to learn a new skill on top of that, then that's okay. You know, it's enough to just sort of make it through the semester, and when summer comes, if you decide that you've got more brain space to do those things, then great. Like, certainly for me, like, I really like reading, I'm like really into reading, but I'm a really slow reader, and so I just read at my own pace, a couple of pages a night here and there. I can't read on the go, so I don't bother taking my book with me on the train or anything like that. I like, that's something I like doing, like in peace and quiet. I'm lucky to study by the beach, so sometimes I go to the beach with my book and just chill. But you know, like, that's like a non-competitive thing for me, but it's quite easy to turn these things that are things we enjoy into things that we are, I guess, like challenges for ourselves. At the start of the year, I was like, right, I absolutely need to read more books. I need to read this however many books this year, because I'm just not reading quickly enough. And actually that took away all of the fun, and that took away what I enjoyed about it and made it more of a pressurized thing. You just don't need to do that with everything in your life. Like, some things can just be at your pace and for fun, because not everything needs to be a challenge, and not everything needs to make you a better person, because chances are if you're doing medicine, you're probably doing pretty well already.
For me, if I was to give one piece of advice, is just relax a little bit. Sometimes people don't like people saying that, but what I mean is that your studies or career isn't everything. And actually taking some time to do something else. If you are inclined to be Mr. Productive or Mrs. Productive all the time, it's probably going to make you more productive if you take some time away, do the things that you enjoy doing in the moment, and make sure that you take time to indulge in your other parts of your personality, because it really does help you when times are difficult, and it can also help you process things, as well as the fact that commonly, in terms of your creative side, your best ideas will come when not trying to be creative within your working context. It's when you can actually reflect and ruminate and focus perhaps on other things that you maybe have your best ideas, or maybe have your most profound thoughts when you're doing whatever it is you're doing personally, professionally. And so don't undervalue that, and make sure that you also actively seek it as well, because you may not be able to access certain things that you would have maybe accessed in one part of your life, preventing you from indulging in activity. But don't let that prevent you from either doing that or perhaps trying something new.
Do you have a tip you'd like to share, Kate?
I think you guys have summed it up really well for me there. It's really difficult to add more to that. For me, something I found very useful, which is almost the opposite, but the same as what you guys have said. Although I believe that, I think you don't have to set goals for things you do outside medicine. You don't have to make it a you don't have to kind of bring that competitive element in or that productive element into the things that you love. But I did find that setting non-medicine based goals was a way to at least get me to do it in the first place. So I think I had a goal to, you know, run a certain amount of kilometers. And I think just having that in my head made me go and do it a lot more. So I think for someone who is inclined to not prioritize things outside of medicine, that was helpful for me. But I also agree with the statement of, also, if you find that setting the goals make it a little bit more of an anxiety-inducing thing, just go with the flow and do what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel rested. But yeah, I think it's some very good tips. Definitely things that I'm going to take on board as well. I feel like I've still got a long way to go with achieving that balance.
I think I'd just end by saying as well, like when you start medical school, regardless of what age you are, you have had sort of life before that and you have enjoyed things before that. You know, you have found things that have made you happy, or you've attended sports that you've enjoyed and met friends through. So there's no reason that starting medical school needs to end that for you. You can't keep these things up. You know, you don't just start medical school and become a medic. You're still the same person you were when you began. Hopefully you guys agree with that.
Absolutely. As you said before, you're always more than, as a more than a medical student, you're more than your position, your role, and you will achieve many, many things which will make you proud besides your medical degree.
To be honest, I think even the contrast and answers as a trio that we've provided supports that, Kate. And I think that is a really lovely closing thought. Thanks for joining us on this episode of The Student Dose. If you'd like to hear more, remember to like and subscribe. You can also find regular updates on the UOK Doc social media channels. Don't forget to also check out the show notes.